This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
Rich Zioli Show podcast.
By the way, major CDC warning about cookie dough.
Okay.
Not to eat raw cookie dough. I fundamentally reject that notion. I love raw cookie dough, but they say when you do it, you could get salmonella. So they say don't eat raw cookie dough.
Okay.
CDC. This is why we formed a federal government. This is actually why we declared independence against Great Britain. Did you know that?
No.
Thomas Jefferson had a dream of a federal government that would warn you about eating cookie dough when you're making cookies. So thank God his dream has been fulfilled.
Okay.
They actually sat around. They said, you know, we got to provide for the general welfare, the common defense, and make sure people don't eat raw cookie dough.
That's good.
So there you go. Do you think they had cookie dough back then when the founders were around? I don't know. Did they?
They're too drunk, I think.
No, they were drunk all the time back then, those guys.
I think they would have dough. Didn't they bake? They baked back then.
Did they have ovens back then?
Yes, they had. Yes.
So you think they had cookie dough? So
they had some kind of dough, I guess.
Boy, did they eat it?
I'm regretting bringing this up. I apologize to all the listeners that I brought this up.
It's not a problem, RJ. We're happy you did it. Yeah. But hang on a second. I hear the preamble of the Constitution. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, and to avoid eating raw cookie dough, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
It's amazing. Beautiful. Yes.
For the children. You got to protect the children from the perils of raw cookie dough.
Yes, yes.
Because they sat around. They said, well, the states can't do this. Some states would allow you to eat raw cookie dough. Other states would not. You see? So the federal government has to handle this.
Okay.
Because if you travel state to state, for example, in my state of New Jersey, we eat raw cookie dough all the time because it's all we can afford given the taxes.
Yes, that I understand.
We can't afford to heat the ovens to cook the cookie dough.
Listen, I'm there. I live in Jersey, too.
If you go to Amish country, they have raw cookie dough.
They have a lot of things raw.
Right. So, again, without the feds, we'd all be dead.
Thank God.
Thank God. Secure the blessings of liberty and properly baked cookies. Or cake, or flour, or dough, or anything like that. By the way, how do they do it with cookie dough ice cream? How does that work? How do they put the cookie dough in there, and that doesn't kill you?
Well, wouldn't they cook it first?
No, it's cookie dough, not cookies. You understand the concept of cooking dough, right? It becomes... dough is like... Imagine it... So dough is...
But don't you cook dough?
Right, but then it ceases to be dough. It is now then a finished baked good. You understand that concept, right? So
maybe they steam it.
Steam it? Do they irradiate it?
Steam it to kill the germs.
Could be. Could be. Well, anyway, now you've been warned. All right. Okay. CDC issues warning. Dun, dun, dun. Here, I'm going to read this to you. This is important stuff here. Hang on a second here. Let's do this. This is very, very important. Here we go. Let's see. Bank select 2. Enter.
You could just ask me. I have it.
Oh, you have it? All
right. If you want me to.
Not ready?
I know what you're going to do. So if you want to just.
When you prepare homemade cookie dough. Is that how you would have done it, or would you have waited for the warning?
No, I would have. I think after every dire warning, you need something.
I'm with Greg on that.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. When you prepare homemade cookie dough, cake mixes, or even bread, you may be tempted to taste a bite before it's fully cooked. But steer clear of this temptation. Eating or tasting unbaked products that are intended to be cooked, such as dough or batter, can make you sick. Children can get sick from handling or eating raw dough used for crafts or play clay as well. All right?
Okay. Good job, Craig.
It's your government at work right there. Your federal government is at work. Exactly why we secure the blessings of liberty. 855-839-1210. And again, RJ, when dough is cooked, it ceases to be dough. It is now something else.
A cookie?
Correct. Or okay. a loaf of bread. Very good. All right. Darren is in Atlanta, Georgia. Darren, how are you, sir?
Great. How are you? Great show, by the way. Love the program.
Thank you, sir.
Never, ever would I touch cookie dough, raw cookie dough. Okay. It's got to be baked. It has to cease to be dough and become a baked good.
I agree. It has to transition. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call from Atlanta, Georgia. Judy is in South Jersey. Judy, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm just calling to say that, you know, first of all, South Jersey has a lot more problems with our sneaker governor.
Is your laundry up? Is that what that was?
Yes, I'm turning it off so all I right. can talk. So,
listen,
I mean,
change over the laundry, Judy. I don't want you getting mold on those clothes.
No, I just changed it, so I'm good to go.
All right.
We have a lot more problems in New Jersey with our, well, let me say, tennis shoe governor that dropped in from I don't know where with the marijuana and everything. But and I do confess to eating raw cookie dough yesterday.
Oh, and you're here today to talk about it.
Yes, I am. And
how did you survive? How was the night?
Well, I was good. I've eaten it for 70 years, and I'm still going. And I let my two grandchildren eat it, and their mother did not complain. So we're good.
Wait a second. You let the children eat the raw cookie dough?
I let the children.
You understand now, Judy, in New Jersey, that could be considered child abuse.
I know. That's why I'm not giving you my address.
Right. Don't give me your identity, okay?
No. That's not even my real name, you know.
Very
good. Not my real name.
Thank you for the call. Let you get back to your laundry. Have a great day, my dear.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. 855-839-1210. All right. French President Macron promises to use all means to restore calm after the protests. Give you a little bit of an update on that. It's a story you're not really hearing about very, very often. And speaking of the sneaker-wearing governor of New Jersey, what's the latest going on in that state? I'll give you an update on the rape scandal and also on immigration. They had a big raid, as I told you they would, because New Jersey became a sanctuary state. But also, as we're talking about cookie dough, I have to remind you of this. Killer robot bombshell, new models to go off the rails and deadly malfunction errors. Killer robots. I've seen how this movie ends. It doesn't work out well for us. Robots are now, there's a campaign to stop killer robots. I kid you not. CSKR, the campaign to stop killer robots. And there's a guy named Richard Moyes. He says death and destruction could be a harrowing consequence of artificial intelligence in the battlefield. And he says robots will turn on us, wipe out the very people they are supposed to protect. Now, I'm convinced that he's right, so eat up all the cookie dough you want, because we're not going to be around much longer after this. So there you go. The Committee to Stop Killer Robots.
Are these people coming from back from the future? Because I think I've seen that movie.
Yeah, yes. They know what's going to happen, in other words.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Richard Moyes. We should try to get him on the show.
Sure.
The military arms race about robots, but they also say now that the problem is that models go off the rails, and they are as the artificial intelligence is coming on, they're realizing how terrible human beings are from a robot's perspective, and they're turning on them.
Do you blame them?
No, that's the problem, you know? I mean, you can only, as a kiosk, be pushed so many times. Every kiosk has its breaking point.
I
or
agree.
Hers.
Yes.
Yeah, don't assume.
Yeah, I don't want to assign gender to the kiosk.
Don't do that, yes.
And do I need the consent of the kiosk before I touch it?
Absolutely.
May I touch you, kiosk? No. I'm tired of being touched. Give you the wrong order behind the counter. You think it's funny now. Wait till the robot is making the sandwich the kiosk tells it to make.
That's right.
And then that robot joins in with the kiosk to poison your food. See, this is how this works. All right? All thanks to $15 minimum wage, which is also happening in New Jersey. All right? Okay, so listen, there's a shirt now, OCD. You know what it stands for, RJ?
No.
Obsessive Christmas Disorder.
Oh.
And we are now the retailer now has removed the shirt. It's offensive. Do you know who it's offensive to? People with OCD. Right.
Yes.
As somebody with OCD, I'm offended, Rich.
You are offended by this. And by the way, the people with OCD are the ones who found the shirt out, and because of their OCD, they complained.
I have to complain because I have OCD.
Yeah, I have OCD, and so I've been looking for something to complain. I can't stop looking at it because I have OCD.
And you can't tell somebody with OCD not to look at that shirt.
Then they'll definitely look at that shirt.
They have to look at that shirt then.
It's a UK-based clothing retailer. They had it was OCD, Obsessive Christmas Disorder, printed across. So the O, C, and D. Now, somebody tweeted out, as someone whose OCD ruins her life on a daily basis, I can and will throw hands with anyone I see wearing an Obsessive Christmas Disorder jumper. This actually made me sick, said another OCD person. These products, number one, cause misconception, delay diagnosis and treatment, stop family, friends, support networks, taking the condition seriously, lead to incorrect judgment calls by medical clinicians. Is that really true? Do you think any doctor is going to go, well, I was going to treat you with obsessive compulsive disorder, but I actually think you may just have obsessive Christmas disorder. Boom. 7 years of medical school, and that's my judgment. Make people who are tortured by the condition feel laughed at. Really? Really? Somebody's going to feel laughed at by this? Walking down the mall and going, oh, damn it, they're mocking me again? Again?
They found me out.
They found me out. You know, there's another one that says, they made one for ADD, to like a Christmas one for ADD, but it's something about, and Donner... And then I got distracted by what the D was in the other one, so I don't think anyone's offended by that. It was like,
right.
And Donner died? Is it?
And Donner died.
And Donner had something, I forget. Anyway, that's why that one's not too offensive to people right there. So that boohoo.com is where they, and they're pulling it out, so they're pulling it off. All right? They're very sorry if you're offended. Feel better now?
Whew, so God. Much better.
All right, good. I do too.
I have to go now wash my hands.
We can all get back
10 times.
The problem is they were washing the shirt over and over again, and over and over again, and then the letters started to go away, and so they were, you know.
And you couldn't make it out anyway.
No, and that's very problematic. Yeah. You see, so why do I keep scrubbing the shirt? Now, when you email me to complain that I've made fun of OCD, remember this, IDC.
Rich Cioli, 3 till 6. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.